Hi, I've got a tape rolling. I'll put you on speaker, okay? Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. I've been doing a little work before you called, so let me tell you what I've got.
Just before you start, okay?
Okay.
I got your money. You know that old saying, it's in the mail?
Well, I feel embarrassed even to ask at this point. I just really want to, whenever. I'm happy. You know I am.
Don't be embarrassed. I mean, I should have got it to you before, but things were so hectic.
No, don't worry, please. That's okay. I know your heart, you know, it was there.
But in fact, it was mailed, so it is in the mail.
Okay, that's nice, but that's, let me tell you what I've got and what I want to do.
Okay, and I'm so frustrated, I don't know where to
start. Okay, because you've been hearing and listening and all this sort of stuff, so just everything we've said, everything we've done, everything you've heard, if you could just shove it all out the door, and let's just sort of start with a fresh picture. And since we know the last place she was seen, I'm going to take you with me, and when I get on a path or a road or something that you think you know where I'm at, just say, oh, yes, I think I know where you are. Continue. And then let me take you closer to her that way, okay?
Okay, then.
All right. Okay, let me tell you what I got before you called. I was looking at your map, the one that has, I like the one, I have Halifax in front of me. It's a great big map, and it goes from A to N across, and it goes up and down. I think it starts at 15 and goes to 29.
Yeah, I don't have my map in front of me, but that's all right. I can always go back to it later, I suppose.
Okay, yes, maybe it's better, because then you won't quite know where I'm going with it. But I got some very strong numbers and a letter, which I got a 17 and either an N or an H. And then later on, I got 18 miles, or 18. I didn't know where the 18 really went. Then I got Papa, or some way of addressing her father. And I feel like she's saying, start at the old path, or the road, near the brick, near the tire store. Let me start there, okay? And try to lead you like if I'm in the streets.
Start at the old road or path near the tire store?
Yes. Do you know where that would be?
Well, I guess that would be Canadian Tire Store where she's working.
Right. And now we want to go to, maybe it's an old road that's not used that much anymore. Or maybe there was a newer road built, maybe in the last 30, 40 years.
Not really.
The old path or road. Okay, I don't know the interpretation then. Okay, so let's just stand in front of the tire store.
Yes.
Okay, let me see the tire store. I feel a little bit either very close to the corner or right near the corner. I feel like it's a very long, I feel longness with the building or the structure. I feel low. As I'm hoovering above it, I can, it's long, sort of below me. I can see water in one direction, and I can see the city would be, the water would be at 12, and the city would be at maybe 3, or the biggest city, bigger part of town. The tire store might be on the west side. The tire store, why am I telling that? You know where the tire store is.
Yeah, I know where the tire store is.
Does that make any sense?
It could.
Okay, I mean, you've got to work with me this time. We've got to sort of do this together. Okay, so I'm going to go there, wherever that is, okay? And I'm going to have you stand on the main road, whatever that is, the main road. I'd go up to the first intersection.
Yes.
And I would turn left.
Okay.
We seem to do some climbing. And then later on, the next thing I know is I'm very bumpy. I don't know how many miles, if it's 18.
Yes.
But I feel bumpy. And earlier I had felt a gully or a deep incline. And I could see down below it. I could lean over and look down, and I could see the tops of, and I didn't know if they were tops of trees or if there were just very, it was low vegetation there.
Yes.
I could see that. That's how can I help you get closer? It's hard for me to ask the questions and answer it. You're going to have to be the asker of questions now, okay? You've got to ask the questions.
I'm just wondering if I was to say to you what our guy was saying to us, or should we just forget that?
Let's forget that. And then if something matches, we might think about it, but you could feed my head, and I wouldn't know if it was the truth or... Let's just leave that. I don't trust him. I just don't trust him.
Yeah.
I just get creepy. I don't know how he could have known or what he knew a few things that were rather private. But after that, he just bombed out.
Really?
I mean, to me, he knew a few things and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was all he knew after all that time.
It's just that where he claimed to pick her up was very close to what you were saying. And then when you claim to see a bridge with the alphabet or letters, the first thing you see is HDBC, which is Halifax Dartmouth Bridge Commission.
Oh, okay. So what is... All right, tell me, what is the story? Go ahead. What is the story? Now you got me curious. What is the story?
The reason I'm saying it is because you were very accurate in the very first session. I mean, you said the short distance from the store she scooped up, which is the first intersection, and he claims that's true. That's I mean, he's telling us this. He didn't know what you had said.
All right, now, he's saying that, and he's with somebody?
He's with two people, yeah.
Okay. So it's more than, okay, so there's three of them, and they pick her up.
Yeah, that's right, which is the first intersection, as you say, after she leaves the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go across this bridge, which is HDBC,
mm-hmm.
Halifax Dartmouth Bridge Commission. Mm-hmm. It's the actual name of it is Angus L. McDonald Bridge. They go to Dartmouth. Not too far after the bridge, where they cross the bridge, and then supposedly that's where she's murdered, and then they come back across the bridge to Halifax, and then the park we ended up in, a lot of things you saw in our last session are very close, you know.
They're in Halifax, though, aren't they? Not in Dartmouth.
Oh, yeah, they're in Halifax, yeah.
Yeah, I've always felt the hottest that in Halifax. Okay, so he's saying it's in this park.
Right, which would be directly across the arm from Point Pleasant Park, Northwest Arm.
But I noticed also that in this stuff, there's a little teeny, I don't know, description of something called, says, regulations governing Point Pleasant Park. So I wonder if I could pick up that park stuff because of me touching it so much.
Yeah, that could be, because I'll tell you something else in the earlier session. You were saying Park Road or Park Street or something like that.
Yes.
Well, there is a Park Hill Road going down into this second park across from Point Pleasant Park.
Okay, across. Okay, let's go across.
Across the water.
Yeah, I would go across the water. Okay, so let me find on this map. I hate maps. I can't ever figure out what they're doing. And then I'll get logical. I don't want to do it yet. I'll just tell you. Go ahead and ask me more questions. Or tell me more. Okay, I like that. So they three of them, they pick them up, and they take her to where?
Across the bridge with the alphabet, as you said.
Okay.
To Dartmouth, which is... And then they go to a place very close by after they cross the bridge. It's only probably a mile at the most.
Is it a motel or a...
Right there.
Pardon?
She was supposedly murdered at this place in Dartmouth and then taken back in the trunk across the bridge back to Halifax and down into what's called the Dingle Park or Fleming Park.
I think some of it, the early part, may be a truth.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, remember, I kept saying I felt like there was some truth, and all of a sudden it was like nothing. Zip, zip. So it was just enough. Probably does know, but it's not there.
Yeah, well, this is it. He took us there and then claimed he couldn't find the exact spot where she was buried.
No, I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. He did it either deliberately or I feel deliberately.
Yeah, that could be, Noreen.
I've never liked the guy. I just never liked the guy. So it might be another ace up his sleeve. Watch out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It could be a deliberate deceiving us.
Yes, yes, I think so, because then now you're going to have to, maybe he's going to think of some more stuff.
Yes, that could be.
So, I think let's just beat him to it. You know? Or you know what would be really neat? and I definitely would do this because I would want to do this with no money. Is there any way we could get a piece of his hair? Is there any way?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, just something that's connected with him, and let me go into his mind. Because I've got all Kimberly's stuff before she was killed. His hair, his mind, his stuff is in him now.
Yeah, he's in jail right now, quite a piece from here in Quebec, which is another province quite a ways away.
Maybe they could just give him a haircut and give you a little piece of his hair, mail it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, and you could just scotch tape it on some paper so not a lot of people touch it and we don't lose it.
Well, that's something to keep in mind, I guess.
Yeah, because I'll just pretend I have his hair, and let me just see how I want to lead you there.
He's native, by the way.
I beg your pardon?
I say he's native Indian.
Oh, interesting. Did we draw a face? Did we ever do a face of him?
No.
Oh, my artist is so good. One day we'll have to do a case that she helps you see a face. But right now, let me just get Kimberly back here. Mm-hmm. Well, I do believe it up to a certain point, but now let's go the other side. Let's go the opposite way of where he was showing you.
Okay.
Let's just sort of flip the map over there, and all the things we said before.
Yes.
It's going to fit. It's all going to fit. I still feel the dogs are going to be going to do it.
Okay, well, we don't, as I said before, we have to get a dog from the States. There's none here in Canada.
Oh, dear. I would think you all use dogs.
Well, we do, Noreen, but it's a special type of canine that can sniff cadavers that's that old, you know?
No, you're right. It's a very, yeah, it's old, very old, yeah. But there's even dogs that can sniff it underwater.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
I mean, God, there can't be too many of them, but God, we should breed them.
Should have them here, but we don't.
Well,
have regular police dogs for following scent, you know.
Right, okay, so now let me see how I lead you there myself. So where is the last place that I told you? Do you want to cross the bridge and go from there, or put me someplace and let me take you again?
I think where you were so accurate with the bridge, we should start on the bridge maybe, and where are we going from there?
Okay, all right, that's good, okay. I would say maybe 3.5, 3.8 miles.
Yes.
I feel in that vicinity, I feel like it would be more right turn or right road that we would take.
Yes.
There is also a cable or railroad car or something that seems to follow this part of the road quite a bit.
Okay.
I feel concealed. I don't see what's going to be hard for you is I don't. Let me tell you what I see now. And then I forgot what I said before, but I feel it's going to be like it's concealed. It's concealed good.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
And this is my hard part. Is there any place where you could throw somebody off?
Oh, my Lord, there's so many places.
Oh,
if you went 3.8 miles after the bridge, yeah, and there are railways out that way.
Okay, so let's just focus it in. And we've got the scope. We just have to get it more minute so you understand exactly where I am.
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Which
direction maybe, Noreen, after crossing the bridge and going 3.8 miles?
Oh, I always felt right.
Okay.
It was always my right, but, you know, I always get it backwards sometimes.
You'd be going south if you go right from the bridge.
but I want to go there, and I feel like I'm going more inland or in more density.
Yes.
So I feel it's being more swallowed up kind of thing. I'm very isolated. The only thing close by it was some electrical repair or electrical station or something electrical is close for a clue for you.
Okay,
real close.
Possibly electrical station or a repair.
Yes, it's very close, and it's a big clue.
Okay.
What did I tell you last time? How did I see her last time?
Well, you were going basically south or southeast. So that's right.
And did I ever see how she was, where she was put, or did I ever tell you what it looked like around it?
Yes, you felt cylindrical and underwater, possibly.
Oh, see, I felt the, oh, this time I got the overhang. Oh, I got the over, the gully, or the, okay. All right, let's see, so we've got to combine them both.
You can look over and see treetops, can you?
Yes, I can. I really can.
Okay, so looking from the road, you're looking over a gully type, a ravine maybe, and seeing treetops?
Yes, and it's very deep, and it goes very, yes.
Okay.
And further, oh, on the other side, much further is water, big water.
Yes.
But I'm there, but how do I get you just right there? I don't know how to get you just... Okay, let's see where she is at. It's in a cylinder this time. That's interesting.
Maybe Kimberly knows the area that she's in.
Okay, but tell me where to start from. Tell me, detective, tell me where I should start from, what position, put me someplace.
Okay, let me just think now for a minute. The number 7 highway, going toward Preston.
Okay, so that's southeast?
That's southeast.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm on what kind of highway again?
It's called the number 7 highway.
Okay, number 7 highway, okay. I would, we have markers. I don't know, he's trying to explain to me that there's a different road things on the road, more in the more isolated parts. And I feel this is more isolated part, and I feel, I don't know, I lost it.
You're on the number 7 highway. Would this lead to this gully that you're seeing?
You'd have to turn or get off that. Otherwise, yes. Yes.
Off that number 7 highway.
Yes. There was some fire, strong fire, a while back. I don't know how long. Oh, my hand is hurting me so much. My hand is hurting me. Ow. My hand, my right hand is hurting me a whole bunch. Okay, all right. I'm not going to hurt. I'm Kimberly. Okay, I think Kimberly would obey her father. Maybe we should go into just a little bit of game playing.
Okay.
Play game. I'm sorry to switch around, but I can't keep the information. If her father asked her...
No, I'm here alone, Mary.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I'm easy how to lead you. Okay, just put me someplace again. Okay, I'm on that road. Okay, I did that. Yes, I would go into find the gully. Yes.
If you're going to number 7 highway after you cross the bridge, inland, we'll say.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And we see, as we said, a gully looking down at treetops.
You
can see water as well?
The water is more beyond.
Water is more beyond, okay.
The water is more beyond. This gully is first, and beyond that is the water. So this gully first. So I feel in the gully. How I tell you exactly where that place is, I don't know. How can I make sure that they can find me? there seems to be something by the road she's trying to show me, and I have no idea what she's telling me. It doesn't make any sense to me. So this is why I'm wondering if you have different road signs or road markings or something like that than in America, maybe we don't use or we don't have.
Well, we just have exits like you do, you know, exit whatever.
Oh, okay. Was exit 14 the exit?
Well, we can explore exit 14 at another time. I'm not sure where that would be, so. Do you see exit 14?
When I asked myself the question, I saw either 14 or 41.
Okay. That's something we can explore later.
Okay. I just would have the clues in a row.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, just and just try to put that piece of the puzzle. It's going to all fit, and it's all. And I don't want it to be too late. I want us to find her soon, real soon.
Yes, we sure.
I just feel before Christmas. I feel before Christmas.
That would be nice.
I don't know what religion they are, but I see candles being lit.
Yes.
More in thanks or something.
I think it's going to be very difficult, Maureen, for you to pinpoint this at this point.
I know. I want to do so much, and it's I can't. I can't. Maybe something of his.
Yeah, I think.
But you have an idea where I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you mean. As far as the description of where we're at, though, I mean, you could go so many places that would be like that, you know.
I know. See, I don't know your. So that's what we need, even more detail. Okay, I'm going to look at 17 and first H. I'm going to take your math, first H. 17 is already up there.
Is that the map where I put the red X by the store?
Oh dear, I don't know. It's Halifax.
Yeah, I think you'll see a red X by the Canadian Tire store.
Oh, let's see. Knowing you is gonna be so neat. Gosh. Yes. Oh. Okay. Oh yes.
Okay, that red X indicates where she, the Canadian Tire, where she got off.
Okay, I see it. Oh, this is neat. Okay.
Okay, then I put another red X at the White Pleasant Park because at that time we felt that's what we were talking about. There's a large, very elaborate gate or ornate.
Was it brick?
It's partial brick.
I still saw brick. Okay, I can't find your second X yet. Let me. Am I going up or to the side or where's your second X?
You should be going south.
I don't know which is south. I mean, really, don't do maps.
See the first X. Go to your left toward Point Pleasant Park.
Left. Okay, wait. Left.
You should see another red X.
Oh, wait, left. Point.
Look for the peninsula. That's Point Pleasant Park, the very end of the peninsula, Old Halifax. Going out into the water.
I'm so bad.
See Halifax Harbor on one side.
What's this northwest arm? Is that what you're talking about? No.
Yeah, northwest arm is on one side of the peninsula.
Okay.
Go to your left.
On my left, Long Lake and something like that?
From northwest arm, go to your left, and if you cross the land, you'll see Halifax Harbor.
Don't ever ask me to help find you from a map. I mean, I have to be psychic. See, look at this map. I have to be logical now.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do it. I can't find it. I want to see where you are. I've got to find your X.
Maybe just by looking at the red X, where she got off work, that might be helpful to you.
So we do cross the northwest arm, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then we could go, how many miles was it, whatever sign I said, and we could get off at that, what is that thing, Northwest Arm Drive.
Yes, there's a Northwest Arm Drive.
We could get off there, or we could go further on and get on the I don't know. No, I want to go where that, I like all that. Oh, Clutcher. Clutcher. Where do I want to go? Where do I go? I can see the bay. But I have to be high. Where's this Kent Park? Is that anything near your other park?
Kent Park, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's off the Bedford Highway.
Kearney Lake?
Kearney Lake, yes. Well, right. Kent is just before Kearney Lake.
What is just before?
That Kent Park, that's the Duke of Kent. Years ago, he had a round music house built for his mistress right on the Bedford Basin.
Oh, how wonderful.
And you did mention a round structure.
Is that the area you've been looking or not?
Oh, no, that's not the area we've been looking at.
How many miles away is that? Is that 18?
No, it would be probably from the Dingle Park or Fleming Park, it would probably be maybe 8 miles.
Is there any 1/8 somewhere around, or...
Do you see that Fleming Park or Dingle Park on the northwest arm? It's diagonally across the arm from Point Pleasant Park. Or did you even find Point Pleasant?
I've never found Point Pleasant Park. I've been trying to find that. All I found is Kent Park. That's because it's up there very clear and clean. And the other stuff is just, Fairview. I see Fairview.
Yes.
And Beachfield is way over there. We're not by Beachfield, are we?
No.
Good. Okay. I feel more up there. I don't know, the Bridgeview. What are the names that I have there? What are those names?
You have the map laid out flat?
Sort of flat. I've got it, not totally. I've got it folded at halfway.
I see. Just looking at the map in general, do you get any feeling for any direction from the map?
I always felt with this northwest, this basin here, and then it had Lake Long and that.
Yes.
All that felt real good to me. All that felt, oh God, of course they all look good, right. That all looks good to me. I have a dowsing thing. Let me douse. Okay, I'm doused. I'm not the best douse in the world, but I'm going to try it hard. Okay. Let's see if I can get Kimberly in here. Kimberly, we need the exact spot. We need exactly. Gotta help me.
Green?
Yes.
You want to take a break and I'll get my map?
Oh, yes, let's do that. Okay, yes. And get exactly the same one, okay?
Yeah, I'll try. I think I know where it's at. Hang on.
Okay, I'll put you on hold.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or I'll leave that. Yes, can you do that? Yes.
I wish I was there.
Pardon?
I wish I was there with you.
I have a feeling maybe one day we might meet.
That'd be nice. Why don't you open that map up nice and wide?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Do you see Halifax Harbor?
And there it is. Oh, yes. Okay. I didn't have it open big enough. Yeah, okay. I see it. Yes.
Okay, now, just...
Oh, there's a tire. Okay, there's a road. Okay, where's the other one?
Okay, now, you'll see a green... The end of the peninsula is green. That's Point Pleasant Park.
Oh, I see it. I see it. Yes. Oh, I must have been bending right... On that, or almost.
Now, if you look across the northwest arm water there.
Okay.
You'll
yes.
see Dingle Tower. You'll see the word northwest in blue.
Well, wait, I've got to, okay. I'm at this point area, and do I go to my right or my left?
Okay, if you're at the point of Point Pleasant Park, go to your left, up the northwest arm waterway.
Left? Okay, I'm up there. Go ahead.
Okay, you see the word northwest?
I see that now.
Okay, well, right there, you'll see a little blue dot on the land, and you'll see Dingle Tower.
Okay, see, northwest.
Just below the word northwest.
Oh, I see it, yes, yes.
Okay, well, that Dingle Tower, that's called Dingle Park or Dingle or Fleming Park.
Yes, and it's got brick.
Yes, it does.
The old brick. It's got lots of things. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, well, that's what I was saying that matched a lot of your description, that park. And that's where he claims she was buried in there.
Okay, let's take the park. Do I have anything of just the park? I have some photographs here or something that looks like photographs of an area.
What you have there is Point Pleasant Park.
Oh, okay, so this is the other one.
See, I didn't know about this park at the time.
Oh, so he didn't take you here.
He didn't take us to Point Pleasant Park, no, so that would be no good to you.
Oh, so this is where he took you.
Yeah, he took us to that Dingle Tower.
Okay, yeah, let's stay there. Yeah. Where is he saying, what is his story about what they did to her? Where did he say they put her?
He said that they dug a hole in the ground, very shallow, in that Dingle Park, or Dingle Tower, if you want to call it that.
That's BS. Total BS. Total BS. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just no way. No. What month was she taken or disappeared?
August.
It would have been summer. These guys aren't the ditch-digging type. Okay?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, they didn't do that. So that's where his lies start. So if I can get inside that park, that Dingle Park. Oh, look, there's the overhang. I can see the overhang from there. And we could have it more like as it goes in, because I could see across. It seems the water goes further. Is there, maybe I was looking at the big water, the Bedford Basin. I don't know how far up I was.
What do you mean overhang? You mean that gully you were looking down over?
Yes, yeah, see how that part of that land goes like almost in a semicircle?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and then there's and then a little bit to the left.
Yes.
Okay, how it goes in.
Yes.
I would go very much in. That's the area that I would go.
Into the left.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's basically where he was talking about.
Oh wow.
If you go in that Dingle Road. And you go into your left into that parking lot. It's like a semicircle, as you said, with a blue dot in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, into the left there, that's where he claims she was, that area there. Now, there's a tower there, which is Dingle Tower. It's a tall brick tower.
It's not to the left. I would say it more like 11 or 1 o'clock. If we did a little circle and put 12... Where he says it's more at 9 o'clock, 9:10.
No, he was thinking. I would suggest if you're looking at the circle with the blue dots, the Dingle Tower.
Yes.
He would say 12 o'clock.
Oh, that's what I would say too. Oh, that's strange.
And there are two ponds in there. Two. Still waters, you know, two. They're man-made ponds, and there's a little stone bridge going over one of them, which is a little fast river like you described earlier.
But you were looking for the dug-up stuff, right? You were looking for a body that was buried.
That's correct, yes.
Yes, and I don't think it was buried.
But the thing that now we're thinking, assuming for just a second that he's telling the truth.
Right.
Those ponds in August are basically dry, and they would look like a little depression in the ground.
A little gully?
Yeah, a little gully. And it would be very easy to dig there, you know, because it would be just soil.
Oh, and the reason you can't find it now is there's vegetation growing over it.
Well, there's water there now, because this time of year the pond is filled up with water.
Well, so that's why you can't find it, okay. So
I don't know.
When does the water go down?
I'm just wondering, could it be underwater?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And the cylinder thing could be the grave, supposedly. the shape of the grave.
Wrapped in something.
Yeah. What, did they say she was wrapped?
Something.
Yeah, okay, that could be the cylinder.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm wrapped up and I'm more straight.
Yeah, she would be straight according to him, yeah. Face down.
Yeah. So sure, we're both right.
So
she is underwater. Oh my God!
That turn. Does that give you anything? Do you get anything from that?
Oh yeah, I'm sort of jumping up and down here.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'm just going crazy. Yeah, because you know where it is. It's there, and he was right. Because I kept saying, well, no, he's wrong. I say 11, 12. And you're going, no, he says 12. And I'm going, wow, because you hadn't told me what he said.
Oh, I called.
And we're saying the same thing, and the reason you can't find it is it's covered up with water.
Yeah, now when you're looking at the map, as I say, in a north direction, or north on the map, we'll say, that would be 12 o'clock.
I always put my 12 north at 12. Good. Okay, good. I try to. Good. Yeah, that's great. I love it. Okay, so she was there, but now she's underwater. And so
well, that's what I'm wondering. Is that possible?
Yes. Let me describe the plant life.
Okay.
I feel very large, big leaves. I feel more large, big, maybe some oval shape leaf. I feel it's more not a tree, more of a growth.
Yes.
I feel growth. I feel there was a fire very close by.
A fire?
Fire. I said it earlier, I don't know how far from the body, but there was a fire fairly close because I'm picking it up.
That could be, yeah.
Kimberly, how the hell are you going to find this with the water?
Well, that's not difficult. We can always drain the ponds.
Oh, can you really? Oh, good. Oh, good. Do the one with the R.
You see a pond with R?
Yes, or I feel R.
Okay, I'm just writing that down, that's all.
Okay, oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, that R is going to be somewhere. Oh, I didn't tell you before, I got the name Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Okay.
I was writing what before you called, I was writing Kimberly's name, and was trying to get into her energy, and all of a sudden I started writing, I thought it was going to be Kimmy, and then my hand leaped over to another section, and it said Jimmy.
Okay, yes.
So is there anybody in our cast of characters named Jimmy?
Well, I mean, this Jamie Male, James Male.
Oh, I didn't know that, did I?
Yeah, actually, you did.
Oh, I did? Oh, darn. I mean, he could be Jamie then, right?
Yeah, that's what he goes by, Jamie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And as I say, he's Indian.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think it would be great if you could get a little something of his.
Yeah, that's...
Because we're doing it the hard way. She's not dead when she was touching all this stuff.
No, that's right.
I mean, it's would make my life easier to have more stuff to touch. Certainly, I'm the bad guy. I mean, gosh.
But now that you are in that Dingle Park, you do feel...
Oh, I get excited all over again. Yes.
Yeah. Because when you come down the Park Hill Road coming into that park, there's two entrances. And as you're coming down Park Hill Road, it's downhill toward the water. It's windy. And you're looking down at vegetation and brush and
seasons. And is that the old road, or is that the first road, or remember before, earlier we said something about the roads?
I know it's the second road, which probably would be considered the old road, yeah.
Okay, I mean, it could just be something, yes, the old path or the old road, the brick.
And then you would go down into the Dingle Park,